Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We taped our second episode of Teachers live last night. It went very, very well. And boy, have we got a very funny and talented cast. And I will tell you again that Teachers on NBC debuts April the 6th, 9:30 p.m. Watch it. It's on right after My Name is Earl. It's a smart show. And when you say smart, people automatically think it's going to be over my head. No, it'll reflect the world that you live in, which I think is unusual. But anyway, Jay, we want to welcome you onto the program. We want to talk a little bit about the basketball follies that you'll be sponsoring here for the fifth year in a row, and welcome.
Phil, thank you. We also want to congratulate you on your efforts there on television. We're going to be looking forward to seeing you on TV. I've enjoyed your radio program for a long time. We'll be enjoying you on television, I know, for many more years.
Thank you very much. Tell us about the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's the entertainment basketball team, not unlike the Harlem Globetrotters, right?
Well, we've all heard of the Harlem Globetrotters. We have a team of entertainment basketball players that we call, for want of a better term, the Citizens Auxiliary Police Basketball Follies. We have a team of five players. Those players include myself, Major Ellis Newton, who's also our overall commander at Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have Jim Richmond, who's one of our sub-commanders, Bern Briggs, who is our chief sergeant, and Mark Correll, who's our South Bay Dispatch sub-commander. We've toured area high schools. We give basketball exhibitions. And it's part of an overall program by the Citizens Auxiliary Police to try and save lives, to try and get our message out of kids who stay off of drugs and stay in school, and just to give the kids a good time watching basketball exhibition.
Tell me what you mean by basketball exhibition. When I think of that, I think of the, you know, like I said, the Globetrotters.
Well, Phil, it's an exhibition of basketball skill and some comedy.
But again, is it like the Globetrotters?
You know, it's similar, but you know what? We also, I think the extra thing you get with our basketball exhibition team is that we are in law enforcement, and I think that brings a little bit more appreciation from the kids. We're not just, we're not just big, tall guys that only know how to play basketball and nothing else. So, you know, we know a little bit more.
But you do similar things with the behind-the-back passes and the dribbling.
We do things the Globetrotters may do, they may not do. We demonstrate. We do alley-oop passes. We got one play where we get on each other's shoulders and Major Newton dunks the ball. We do the behind-the-back pass. I think the thing that separates us from the Globetrotters, Phil, if you will, is when you see us, you are seeing Citizens Auxiliary Police, who also happen to be into basketball and more intricate kinds of ball handling. When you see the Globetrotters, you aren't really getting much more than just them. In other words, the Harlem Globetrotters individually, they don't represent anything. And I think that's it's natural. The kids are going to be more interested in us and so forth. And we get a lot of autograph seekers. They want to meet us. It's been very successful, and they do want to hang out with us. But they have to go back to class. So in order for them to spend a little bit of time with us, where the kids can spend more time talking with us about basketball and law enforcement, whatever's on their mind, we generally tell them that we'll be waiting in front of the school when class gets out, so they can talk more about this.
All right, these are high school students, right, when you're going out to the high schools?
That's correct, Phil, right.
So after school, you and the other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police basketball team, you're waiting out front for the students?
Well, what we do, Phil, we wait for students who we got to know, but there wasn't enough time to talk to them or sign autographs, and so we invite both the young men and the young women to come out and meet us after school. We wait across the street. But so it happens, it's generally just the young women who want to come out with us, and Sub-Commander Briggs has a new convertible, Major Newton has one of the new Chrysler convertibles. That's where we're able to go out and get hamburger, Coke, and everything, and talk about it.
All right, so the Citizens Auxiliary Police basketball follies. So you go around, you talk about staying off of drugs, you'll meet up with the kids. Now, you're saying that these are high school girls that are going to go out. See, right away, you're going to get people talk. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I want to make it very clear, Phil. There is absolutely nothing that is, a lot of people have these one-track minds. They've got, and some people have said some things in the past. There's nothing at all inappropriate about our auxiliary police officers. We go out with the kids. We go to what kids want to do. We go to a hamburger joint, go out hamburger restaurant. with young ladies who want to know more about basketball flaws and citizens. I was very pleased. There's absolutely nothing inappropriate about it at all.
All right, let me give our phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686. I'm sorry to have to bring that up, but it was, you know, it was mentioned in the past.
Well, what happens is, Phil, we play the basketball exhibition. We do some exhibition of basketball. You get a lot of kids who want to meet you after we get an autograph. And it just so happens many of them are young women, and we just don't have the time. What we like to do is interface with the kids. After, we'll say, we'll be parked out in front across the street, and the kids will come out. We take them out for a burger and a Coke and talk a little bit more about not only what are the positive things in life, but also things that can help them stay away from drugs and this kind of thing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Sub-Commander, or Brigadier Admiral, correct?
Brigadier Admiral, that's right.
Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. When you go to these basketball exhibitions at the various high schools, and the kids want to meet you and get autographs, as they do the Harlem Globetrotters or any of these different teams, you are mentioning that a lot of them are young ladies. And then after school, because they don't have enough time, you will go out and take them out for hamburgers. But there is nothing sexual, obviously.
And it's unfortunate that you even have to say that, Phil, but it's so sad when adult men want to help kids, and the kids that are most in need or happen to be young women. So what can I say? Some people have a one-track mind, but we're very proud of the work that we do.
Are you pairing off with these girls? You know what I'm saying by pairing off? Because there was a letter in the South Bay newspaper.
Well, no, we're not pairing off. There is, as I said, there's nothing sexual. I think it's natural for male and female to seek each other's company. But there's nothing inappropriate. And you have to understand, these are high school girls who wanted our autograph after a basketball exhibition. We didn't have the time. We waited out in front of school for them.
Where do you wait exactly?
Well, we generally are across the street. I mean, you have to understand, Phil, these are convertibles, so at no time is anything hidden. The girls can leave whenever they want. And
can I ask you, how old is Major Newton?
Phil, Major Elvis Newton just turned 70.
All right, he's 70 years old.
That's correct.
So you gentlemen are in convertibles, and it's some kind of fast food drive-in. You're paired off with high school girls. Major Elvis Newton is 70. His appearance is going to shock some people. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, again, I don't want to get hung up on what the conversation is.
I'm trying to talk about this from the standpoint of that you're just there to help the kids.
We're there to talk basketball. We're there to talk law enforcement about how to stay off drugs. You know, I can't do anything about what's in someone's mind, Phil. That's the one area you can't control, what's in a person's mind. But I will tell you that myself, Ben Briggs, Elvis Newton, Jim Richmond, we sit around, we talk about the only, you know, things that happen, you know. And if your arm's around her, it's around her only the way you put your arm around your best friend.
But the sight of people, this, you know, Citizens Auxiliary Police, grown men sitting in a convertible with their arms around a girl, you know.
Again, I can't control what's in people's minds.
All right, so you have something to eat. Where else do you go after the school?
Well, it depends. I didn't really want to get into a whole conversation about this.
No, but I just want to know, if you take the girls out...
Well, we're not taking them out. These are the young people that wanted to come and talk to us.
All right, so what do you do after you have something to eat?
Again, Phil, sometimes at that point they want to be dropped off back at school, which we take them back to school. Sometimes they want to be taken to their homes. We do that. Sometimes they want to continue hanging out. You know,
Where do you go then?
It could be anywhere. We go up to Castaic Lake. We'll park. We'll talk. I mean, you know.
At no time, though, is there anything inappropriate going on.
No, this is our basketball Follies team. It's part of the Citizens Auxiliary Police designed to go out into the community. You know, you're spending a lot of time talking about this. Just so happens, yeah, we do have a lot of female fans.
Well, all right, here's the area that may be of concern. The girls come up, they ask for autographs, you don't have time, so you say you'll wait for them after school. You're parked across the street in two convertibles.
Wait, understand, please, Phil, the reason why we use convertibles is so that everyone can see there's nothing bad going on. There's nothing bad. And that's the only reason.
Yeah, but I know, but you got these girls in convertibles eating at restaurants, going up to Castaic Lake and parking, can send a message, and you're dealing with that.
We are dealing with it, Phil. We're giving information to parents. We're giving information to schools, telling them to, you know, in so many words, clean up their minds. Because, you know, some people have only filth on their mind. And we tell them to clean it up.
All right. I want to tell you, I talk more about the basketball follies of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. That is Jay Santos. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You see, what happened was there was an email in the one of the South Bay papers about the Citizens Auxiliary Police where a person, was a community member, Bud?
Somebody in the neighborhood.
Saw Citizens Auxiliary Police parked in a convertible with their arms around girls at a burger stand. Now, I asked Brigadier Admiral Santos about this. He said, this is just part of their basketball follies team outreach. They go out with the kids, they talk with them, and so forth, and there is nothing inappropriate going on. We'll be back to talk with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about the basketball follies they're sponsoring, very much like the Harlem Globetrotters. They go to high schools, put on a basketball clinic, and then talk with the kids who he says it just so happens they're mostly girls. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. 1-800-449-8686.
The basketball follies in their fifth year with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Citizens Auxiliary Police, is this it's a volunteer police agency?
Well, Phil, you say it's a volunteer police agency. You sort of throw that out there. I think it's going to give people the wrong impression. I think we are very dedicated to law enforcement. We're trying to help police officers who are overwhelmed in their job, and they I don't think anybody's going to argue with you, at least of all police officers, that they fail in many areas. We're just trying to take a peek. We are uniformed. We wear a blue armband.
But you're not a police agency.
We are a police agency, Phil. We're volunteers from different neighborhoods around the area, around the country, of different groups. We are.
Do the police acknowledge some official association with you?
Well, I can tell you that. Let me tell you how I answer that question, Phil, whenever I'm asked that. If they were smart, they would. If they were smart, they would. I think it depends on police agency. But if they had any brains at all, and one of the reasons why I never became a police officer of a municipal police force is because the politics are involved are so extreme that you wind up working with, you don't wind up working with people very smart. So our basketball follies are one way of trying to reach out a community.
All right. Well, one of the questions we were talking about, the going out with girls from the high schools, you play these basketball exhibitions at high schools. The kids that want to talk to you are mostly girls. You go out with them after school for burgers. You talk. You park.
Well, we park. It's a place to talk. That's all. It's not anything, and I'm going to emphasize this, and we're very proud of this. Believe me, Phil, when I tell you, there have been opportunities. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to be up front so that everyone listening, especially the parents, can understand what the Citizens Auxiliary Police are all about. Certainly have been opportunities. I would be lying to you if I didn't say you're sitting in a car and you got a girl who's pretty, you know, very hot looking. Sure, there have been opportunities. But our basketball follies and the work we do in the communities with the Bad Citizens Auxiliary Police basketball follies are so important to us, we would never go over the line with any of these young ladies. And if you ask me, have you had the opportunity, I would have to say, and this doesn't reflect well on the young ladies, yes, many times. Have I taken it? No, I have not.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police on the basketball follies. Let's go to Nicole. Nicole, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I want to know how this guy can seriously sit there and justify that saying a teenage girl going out to a lake to park is not inappropriate. Because I have a child,
well,
and I'd be completely livid if I found out that some man parked across the street from her school, took her out for burgers and a soda, and then parked at a lake.
Ma'am, again, there is nothing inappropriate going on. These are young ladies who are interested in our basketball follies. They're interested in law enforcement and how
associated with any type of legitimate law enforcement, from what I understand, anyway.
Well, when you say legitimate law enforcement, ma'am, we are only here to aid the police in their work. And what I'm talking about is our basketball follies, where the girls want to know how we do, you know, a behind-the-back pass or, you know, you bounce the ball between your legs, this kind of thing.
So you're teaching them a behind-the-back pass in the backseat of a car parked at a lake?
Ma'am, if the kids want to talk, a lot of times you're not able to get a basketball court to show this. Best way to do it, and that's why we do park in clearly marked convertibles. They're actually very beautiful cars. They're two-tone vintage convertibles we park in.
Yeah, but see, do you understand what the lady's
saying?
It sounds
to me like you're luring these girls out to your cars so you can get them alone.
I'm sorry if that's the way your mind works. You know, that's between you and, you know, what you read or what you watch in the movies or something, but I don't know. But I will say to you...
No, but let me jump in, Jay, if I could.
Go ahead.
How old are you?
I'm 39.
All right, you're 39 years old. There's a 17-year-old girl. You got your arm around her. Do you understand?
I know what it appears to look like, what I'm trying to say, and what we've been saying for 5 years, that it's not what they think. And we're trying to reach out to the community and extend, you know, Citizens Auxiliary Police is based on the credo of spread. When we get to a scene of crime, we spread out. I tell all my men to fan out. And this is our way of fanning out into the community.
So you don't, but if you're a father and you see a guy, whether he's wearing a blue armband or not, parked at Castaic Lake with a girl and his arm around her, and you got a 70-year-old man there, Major Newton, right?
That's correct.
He's got his arm around a 17-year-old girl?
There have been times, yeah. And again, I want
to... That's okay for a grown man to take your daughter to a lake alone?
Well, ma'am, when I'm my daughter to a lake... If nothing is going to happen, if he's a member of a volunteer police militia, why would I worry? Okay, see what I'm saying? And the other thing you need to understand, I think, is there have been plenty of times we could have taken advantage of the situation. We didn't do it. That's what I tried to say before I spoke with you.
Well, what are you talking about?
If you're setting up these meetings to meet with these young girls to talk about basketball and issues and the things that face them in life...
That's true.
You can do that after school, on school grounds, on the basketball court.
But
I don't see why you feel the need to take them out for burgers and
Well, art. Because the kids don't feel as free to talk when they're on their school ground. They don't feel as free to talk when they've got, you know, some teachers nosing around and that. So
or is that you would
joint.
Prefer not to be around all of those people?
I'm sorry?
Or is it that you would prefer not to be around all
No, ma'am. Again, I think this is between you and your pastor or your minister or whatever Christian church you're a member of. It's not my... I can't...
It completely astonishes me that you can sit there and justify grown men taking impressionable teenage girls to park somewhere.
Especially when you say that there have been times that opportunity present. What does that mean?
Well, Phil, sometimes these girls... You know, they think this is some kind of a hayride. They think it's some kind of a party. And they want to, you know, whatever the kids say, they want to get down in this.
Well, what are we talking about? Girls are coming on to you? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm saying there have been times. I'm not going to breach any confidence. It's just we have not ever taken advantage of any girl.
All right, look, Nicole, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. A world-famous Phil Hendry Show talking here.
You know the old saying, if I could interrupt, Phil?
Well, I just want to say, Jay Santos with us, what?
There's an old saying, women love a man in uniform. You show up, we wear a blue armband, we have a pith helmet, we wear the, you know, we have a safari-style helmet, and the whole effect, girls like that, I don't know. It's part of it, but we have never, ever, ever done anything to make a man mad.
1-800-449-8686. Terry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Hi, this is Terry, and, you know, I cannot believe what this guy is saying. Do the parents know that you are taking their daughters to the lake?
Oh, man, no. I mean, it's like, do the parents know that the girls stayed after and played a little bit of volleyball?
You're taking high school daughters from school without their parents' knowledge, their teachers' knowledge, anyone from the school's knowledge, and you are taking them out partying in your car to get hamburgers and go
party.
To the lake.
No, we don't party. No,
well,
ma'am. That's...
Well, whatever. I mean, you're going to the lake.
We don't.
You're going to the lake in a convertible.
No, you're wrong. We drop the girls off if they want to be dropped off at home. If they want to go back to the school. Hold on. Hear me. I said we drop them off at school, drop them off at home. If they still, you know, want to, you know, still hot to trot. Well, that's the wrong phrase. Not hot to trot, but if they still want to get going.
See, that just that hot to trot. You know.
No, if the girls still want to hang out, we'll go up the lake.
Why? But what makes you think you have the right to take them to the lake?
Well, we're not taking them anywhere. We're dropping them back off at home.
No, you said you took them to the lake. That's what you said.
Right, and we sit and we talk. And we talk.
Look, and you talk with your arms around them at the lake without the parents knowing, without the school.
Terry, hold on. We'll be right back with Terry and with Jay Santos. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Jay Santos, with the basketball follies, they wind up taking some of the high school girls out.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. 1-800-449-8686.
You are a volunteer police agency. We need to let people know that. And you do not have an official affiliation. You know, you've often said, well, you know, you could have been a police officer if you didn't like the politics. But I think we need to make that clear, right?
The more you bring that up, the less effective, you know, our overall message is the same as police. Try to save lives. That's the number one thing we want to do. We take our basketball follies out, and we play a game of exhibition basketball. We show the kids different stunts you can do. Harlem Globetrotters have been doing it for 40 years. How come people think they're such a positive influence, and Citizens Auxiliary Police go out and do it, and some people want to call us perverts? I don't understand that.
All right, well, let me get back to our caller, Terry. She was hanging on patiently through the break. Terry, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know what? The question that I have for you, among many, is why, if you have these girls' best interests at heart and you truly want to help them, why have you not gone through the proper channels through the school to make arrangements where you can hold classes at the school or games at the school?
Well, we do hold the games at the school, ma'am. Our exhibitions take place on a high school gym. All the kids watch. These are generally school assemblies. It's after the game when the kids come around and want to sign autographs, as kids will. Most, for whatever reason, most of the kids come over, girls. We don't have the time to talk to all of them. We tell them, well, we can talk to you after school. We'll be parked across the street. And, you know, I'm not just kind of luring them. I don't know how I'm doing that. And there's nothing going on. Yeah, I find this, as a father, to be beside the point. What we're trying to do is change the lives of these kids so that they're more positively motivated. And, yeah, opportunities have presented themselves. Major Newton, 70 years of age, you know, had a girl unbutton her blouse.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
We immediately took her home.
Major Newton, who's 70 years of age.
That is correct, sir, yes.
But she should have never been with you, and you should have never put her in that position in the first place. If you're talking to young teenage girls who are at risk for using drugs or whatever, they're already mentally unstable and impressionable. And you get a bunch of guys together that are playing basketball and want to talk to them about basketball at the lake in the backseat of a convertible. Come on.
Well, ma'am, I think your point, your misgivings are, first of all, these are not kids at risk, the regular high school kids. Second of all...
Well, you said you're talking to them about drugs, so...
Well, you talk to any kid about drugs. I mean, you want to tell kids not to be on, not to get all hyped up on, you know, don't be a needle freak and all that. We always tell them, don't become a hype. You know, don't do what I did. I often tell girls, I had a heroin problem between the ages of 18 and 27.
Well, why can't you tell them that at the parking lot of the school?
Because the kids get tense when they know that the school authority's around. They don't feel loosened up. And I tell you, I wanted to tell that girl's parents that she started unbuttoning her blouse, but then I thought, well, now the kids aren't going to trust us. So
No. You got to tell the parents. No, man, you can't do that, you know?
Where does that leave me in the trust of these kids?
Where does that leave you with the trust with the community? I mean, what if one of these girls ended up missing? You know, and
well, ma'am, they're not going to end up missing if they're with us. I can tell you that right now because they go directly
home. But how do
we know that? They go directly home. They go directly back.
But how do we know that? How does the community
know that? Excuse me, ma'am, that's like me saying if you had a birthday party for some kids at your house and one of the kids wound up missing, how do I know you didn't kill a kid?
You know
what?
I'm not picking up teenage girls.
That's what we call a half point. That's what we call a jump shot right at the buzzer, and I hit it. Me one, you nothing.
Well, you know what?
No,
I made a good little comment.
All right, look.
No, I made a damn good point.
Look
no,
at
you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Are you kidding?
You know what? If you're picking up girls and nobody knows where they are and where they're going, not the school,
what about that?
Not their friends, not their parents, and they end up missing, you know, how are parents going to know? I have a 15-year-old daughter. If she didn't come home from school...
Let's cut through it this way, Terry. Jay, if you go out with these girls... and one of them, the next day, is reported missing. Will you go directly to the police?
Phil, the very first thing we would do, if we found out that one of the girls that we had been with the day before was indeed missing, we would mount a Citizens Auxiliary Police flare drop. That would be in a Tri-County area.
What is a flare drop? I don't understand that.
A flare drop, Phil, is simply that we drop flares until we narrow a lane down. And we start searching cars high and low. I mean, we'll put a microscope right up your you-know-what. So we would be on top of it.
No. Are you informing the police? Yes, sir. We were with this young lady. We knew of her whereabouts at this time.
You know, son, there's no... Yeah, of course we would. Of course we would. I just don't like the idea of the police having washed my dirty underwear. You know what I mean? I want to get... I'll get the bottom. Cause that, I'll tell you right now, that'd PO me. And
so
I don't like
saying,
the police washing skid marks. Pardon the late, you know, my language, man, but I don't want the cops washing skid marks out of my underwear. I'll go look for that girl myself.
No, but the point is, the response, you do report it to the police.
Yeah, because we're going to have a community-minded pain in the you-know-what, like guys like you is going to, you know.
But you're not answering his question. He asked you, would you tell them that the girl was with you at the lake at 10 o'clock at night or whatever
no,
time?
No, ma'am, they're never with us at 10. We take the kids home before 5 o'clock.
Okay. Would you tell him you had this girl alone with you at the lake at 5 o'clock?
Ma'am, pass him. Do you want another woman washing figuratively washing
no,
the skid marks out of your underwear?
Question.
No.
I want you to.
Do
ask
you tell the
question.
Cops?
Of course, we would tell the police. And the first thing I tell them is, I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
You didn't do what? All we know is the kid is missing.
Well, I know what's in your mind. I know it's been in the mind of this lady ever since she called up. And if we could smell that woman's mind, that wouldn't smell very good.
No.
I'm sorry to have to say that, ma'am, but if I could open up your head and sniff your inside your skull, it would probably smell like a bowel movement. Because what I'm trying to say.
All right, look it, man. The point is, you disagree with the lady. I have to move on, Terry. I think you made some good points. 1-800-449. If you could open up her head and sniff inside her skull.
Phil, we are trying to help kids stay off of drugs.
You got Major Elvis Newton, who ought to know better, a 70-year-old man who is the head of your organization.
He is not doing anything.
All right, but something got that girl to unbutton her blouse sitting next to a 70-year-old man. 1-800-449-8686. Kyle, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kyle?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I just had a comment about the professionalism of this guy.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. We're very professional. We've got... a 10-year standard that we've set. We're very proud of it.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and ask you that. Well, let me tell you this. You know, I consider myself pretty professional, too. I'm involved with the Marine PLC program, and what you're doing would cross every boundary of professionalism in any type of organization. You're going around, you're fraternizing with underage minors, that are specifically girls. You've never even mentioned about getting boys interested.
Well,
this,
sir, most of the kids that are interested after school when they want to talk with us, and, you know, shoot the breeze.
Yeah, I heard that. Now let me just go on.
You know, shoot the breeze and all that nonsense.
And then you're also establishing some kind of rank system that you have that no one else seems to recognize except yourselves. And you've gone up the gamut of major all the way up to rear admiral. And I mean, those ranks for this little rogue police department or whatever you guys
have. I
don't
want to criticize our command structure. That's your business. It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. What we're talking about is keeping kids at risk, away from drugs.
And then one of your comments earlier was also why do the police not recognize you as a group to fall back on? Well, I'll tell you why. Because there's 70-year-old men that they hardly feel are professional enough to be even involved with the regular police.
Well, sir, you seem to have, you know, as we like to say between us guys, you seem to have popped a pup tent over the fact that I've got a command structure that you don't agree with. All right, fair enough. What's that got to do with going out with a girl or, you know, or a boy? And we've had young men.
And that's my point. Throughout this whole show, you've talked about the uniform and trying to impress the ladies. The ladies love a man in uniform. And the whole thing has been biased towards these underage.
Well, I'm just asking why. Mr. Henry asked me why did the look. We've had young men, all right. And
well, I have to reference that.
And so, are you guys putting your arms around them?
Well, in one instance, wasn't one of the members of your force seen with his arm around a 14-year-old boy?
You know that you two men would sexualize that is a disappointment that I can't even begin to. When's it against the law to put your arm around a kid?
When their parents do not know about it, and you're meeting them off of school grounds and totally not
in a convertible,
not even an organized, sanctioned event. This is totally just you going off without even mentioning to parents prior. I mean,
The young man was named.
You don't need to name drop on the air.
I'm not saying the kid's full name, but It got wind blew off the lake, and the kid was cold, and so Major Newton, you know, hugged the boy to him. And
this man, Major Newton, with a girl unbuttoning her blouse, now he's hugging some boy. See,
this is the kind of
mob. It sounds more like you guys
mentality.
Are going just for companionship more than.
No, sir. I would suggest that both of you men get your minds out of the sewer and let's start talking about kids at risk, okay?
Well, we can talk about kids at risk, but we seem to be talking more about kids taking their clothes off than kids at risk.
I haven't mentioned anything about a kid taking their clothes off. Maybe that's what you're fantasizing. You're in the Marines? Oh, boy, my opinion of that organization just fell.
You're the one who's talking about all the opportunities that have presented themselves. If you know these opportunities are presenting themselves every time you go out with them, maybe you should think about sanctioning these events at other places where you know that stuff will not end up happening.
All right, let me tell you this, sir. Our organization has had per capita fewer cases of venereal disease than the Marine Corps. Now, how do you feel about that?
Wait a minute. Citizens,
you're comparing something that's been around for 300 years compared to your little organization. I don't even know.
No, I said per capita. That's got nothing to do with years. But per capita, we have fewer cases of gonorrhea.
Why would you have any cases of gonorrhea?
Exactly.
What?
Why is the Marines?
Because they travel all around the world. These guys are on leave in all kinds of towns. They got millions and thousands and all kinds of membership. You can't keep track of guys that are in foreign countries.
Let's put it this way. Marines are of age to be doing that kind of stuff. So whether STDs are transmitted in the Marine Corps, we're not transmitting with minors.
I see. That's the whole deal. See, I don't know about that.
All right, I got to take a break. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sattis with us on The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police. That's all. Just a little peek. Kind of a peekaboo.
1-800-449-8686.
We often have Mr. Santos on, Brigadier Admiral Santos on to talk about, by the way, the rank of Brigadier Admiral is a hybrid rank, isn't that correct?
It is a bit of a hybrid rank, Phil. The Army has Brigadier General and the Navy, of course, has Admiral. We have turned that into a hybrid to represent a unity effort against, on behalf of law enforcement. I want to get a little bit back here to our basketball follies. When the kids come up and want to have autographs, they say, we want to talk to you a little bit more. We don't have any time. We have said to them, we're in two-tone convertibles across the street, and we can take a limited number because there's only a front seat to back seat.
How many girls do you take with you?
You make this sound like we're picking up girls. We are talking to young people who are interested in the basketball follies.
How many girls do you get in? How many kids can you get into the convertibles?
Probably about five or six. And,
all right.
Well, what?
Well, five or six, that's about one girl per guy. I mean,
again, nothing's ever happened, Phil. And I said to you, opportunities present itself. Yes. A girl unbuttons her blouse, pulls her skirt up, or what have you. We take that girl immediately home.
Do you take her right up to the door?
To the door of what?
If you say you take that girl home, do you take her right up to the front door of her house?
We try not to break the confidence of the kids. They don't want their parents. Let me tell you what a lot of these kids tell us. Tell us their parents don't understand them. There's not a lot of understanding at home. So we try to, break that confidence. So we'll take the kid home. We're going to drop her off a couple blocks from the house. I'm not going to pull up and have her father come running out like some of these guys I've been talking to and won't beat me up.
You drop her off two blocks from the house, and then do you see her walk home?
We will follow that young lady till she turns down her street, then we assume she's okay. But I can't. You got to understand something. You've heard some of these callers. I've been out with her daughter. All we had were burgers and a Coke. All we had were burgers and a Coke, and some of these guys would call me a pervert. All right, so she says, take me home. We say, of course, we do want to take you home. We're going to have to drop you off a few blocks away. And that's just the way it goes,
All right, 1-800-449.
I mean, what do you want from me?
Hold on, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Jay Santos on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, I'd like to say not only are you a pervert, the people are right, you are an idiot for believing that anyone would think you're anything less than.
Well, ma'am, I don't understand. What makes me a pervert when I drop a girl off?
I'm not talking about you dropping them off.
Her.
I'm talking about you luring them to your car.
How am I luring them? The kid came up to me and said...
Let me finish my thought.
Go ahead.
Not only did you say...
Have enforced.
After the game...
Big law.
You said that you tell them to meet you across the street in your convertible if they want to continue to talk to you.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. And you stated that the reason you do that is because you don't have enough time. Well, why? How come all of a sudden you have enough time across the street in a convertible?
Because it's after school, so all the schools have let out. Now we have time. Because we were going to another,
you know,
another
what?
Coordinate.
That, that,